This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
In 2009, 3 days before Halloween, a grisly crime stunned the seaport town of Anacortes, Washington.
I can only describe it as evil.
From 48 Hours, this is Trained to Kill, the dog trainer, the heiress, and the bodyguard.
He couldn't control his obsession.
Who was the hunter and who was the hunted? Follow and listen to Trained to Kill on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There. Joining us now, we have my man, Joey Peterson, editor for Just Baseball. You can follow him on Twitter at jpeterson12_17. Joey, how are you doing today, my man?
I'm doing great. Happy to talk some winning baseball as opposed to whatever that was the first four games of the year.
That was pretty brutal.
It's nice to talk good baseball for once. They are on a four-game winning streak here. They have taken down the Cincinnati Reds for the past couple of games. My big question with this team, despite the pitching kind of getting back on its feet, you're seeing Nestor Cortez come back and have a great game the other night. You're seeing different guys like Tyler Alexander and Chad Patrick filling in for this team. That's all awesome. The problem is, to me, the fact that we scored three runs in this game on offense and then one run in the game before that, three runs against the Royals in the Yankees series. We're not scoring a lot. How does this offense, without adding any more pieces than what's already on the field, get going again here, Joey?
Yeah, you know, it's been brutal, but at the same time, for them to be on a four-game win streak with the offense performing this way, you got to be pretty excited about that. With the way Yelich and Contreras are swinging the bat, I mean, they're batting under 100, so it's like, eventually, given their track record, people have confidence that they're going to get going. And once they do, I feel like, I mean, the trio of Yelich, Contreras, and Churio drive this offense. But for them to get production from the back of the order and win these games, like, Bryce Terang's three-run homer last night. That was two-run homer. That was the difference maker. And you get Garrett Mitchell knocking in runs and Sal Frelick. So it's going to be those kind of guys that help lengthen this lineup a little bit. And they've gotten that over this win streak. And you just kind of hope Contreras and Yelich and those guys can get it going sooner rather than later.
So you bring up Contreras, you bring up Yelich. Contreras' batting average at the moment is .074. Yelich is at .083. Rhys Hoskins is at .158. How long do you think it takes for these guys to get going here? How long before we have to start being worried about these guys getting going?
You know, at least with Contreras, I mean, strikeouts were early. Clearly, they're just not settled in the box. But Contreras is at least putting the ball in play the last two games. That's a step in the right direction. Yelich, it's tough. They faced, five lefties in the first eight games. I mean, Yelich is the guy you expect to perform regardless of who's on the mound, but that's just that's a tough task. And Hoskins, he's not swinging a great bat right now, but he's working deep in counts and he's getting on base through walks and he's spoiling off pitches. So there's still value in that. But I think, I mean, it's not going to be long before they start swinging the bat well. Contreras has as good of a track record as any catcher in baseball over the last 2 years. So just given what we've seen from him, I have confidence he's going to turn it around pretty quickly.
So, Joey, my question is, as an older Brewers fan, is this going to be a team that we're not going to rely on the long ball, but are we going to look to kind of generate other runs by stolen bases or kind of like what we saw earlier this week, bunts?
Exactly. Yeah, that's Brewers baseball. That's how they won 92 games 2 years ago and 93 games last year. It's taking the extra base and manufacturing runs the best they can. I mean, we've already seen that a couple of times this year. You know, Terang had that hit to shortstop and forced Ellie De La Cruz into a throwing error. It's like that kind of stuff that just puts pressure on the defense, you know. So they're not, I mean, they're not going to outslug teams like the Dodgers and the Yankees, but they can score runs based on just smart base running and just their sheer speed. They're the fastest team in baseball. They were last year, and they're going to lean into that again. I think once they start getting comfortable at the plate, they're going to use that to their advantage.
So just relax and enjoy the home cooking.
Exactly.
Talking with Joey Peterson here, editor for Just Baseball. You can follow him on Twitter at jpeterson12_17. It's Wisconsin Sports Weekend live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM. The Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. Joey, I want to get a little bit more positive here. I've been pretty negative to start off with this Brewers team, but I want to get into the positives. You mentioned Bryce Terang before and how well he's been playing. He has two home runs leading the team in power, which I don't think is sustainable, but it's a good sign nonetheless to start the season. Sal Frelick is leading this team with batting average. These two guys, how likely is it that they keep this going, in reverse of the question I asked earlier? How long do you expect them to keep playing at this high of a level?
You know, with Bryce, from opening day to through June last year, he was fantastic. I mean, he was a great leadoff hitter. He was hitting the ball hard. He was putting it in play often. His numbers fell off in the second half of last year. So we've seen the kind of player that he can be. And he's the version of Bryce that we're seeing right now resembles the one that we saw in the first half of last year. So at least we've seen him do this before, where I feel like he's just working. I mean, he does the typical Bryce Terang stuff where he's working at bats. He's putting the ball in play with two strikes. So I think for him, I think it's sustainable. And with Sal, it's like he has so much room for growth because he hits the ball often. He puts the bat on the ball. He just hasn't really done much damage with it. And I keep going back to his home run in game 3 of the wild card series last year. It's like he has that swing in him, that electric home run swing. Granted, it was one pitch and he was probably jacked up on adrenaline, but he has that ability. We've seen it in spurts and we saw it in the minor leagues. So I think guys like that, and even Garrett Mitchell, I mean, we have yet to see what he can do in a full runway, in a full starter's role. So I think there's just so much room for growth where they don't need all of these guys to reach their full potential, but if they can get a slight step forward from Terang and Ortiz and all these guys, I think that's going to really help provide some length to the lineup.
So the whole big thing with Sal Frelick in the offseason was that he bulked up, and you mentioned just a little bit ago that he has that type of swing in him. What is the ceiling for a guy like Sal Frelick if he continues to better himself, getting bigger, if his swing continues to kind of grow? What do you expect from Sal Frelick if he is playing at the top of his potential moving forward?
You know, I think what we've seen so far from Sal is what I would expect from him. You know, he's not going to hit double-digit home runs, but, you know, he had that hit the other night against Lodolo that drove in the only run of the game for the Brewers, but it was left on left. And, you know, I think when he's just putting the ball in play, hitting them where the defenders aren't, I think that's the type of hitter he can be. I mean, his contacts, he's fast enough with that contact rate. I feel like he can just be a valuable hitter, and he doesn't need to be a huge home run threat. Plenty of hitters have carved out valuable roles with their teams by just with good contact rates and speed. So I think he can be that type of player, that 5-6 hitter that can just get on base and set the table for the guys around him.
Talking with Joey Peterson, editor for Just Baseball. You can follow him on Twitter at jpeterson12_17. Charlie Houston here, Jack Pembroke behind the glass. It's Wisconsin Sports Weekend live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. So far at third base, we've seen two guys take the majority of that role. It's been Vinny Capra and Oliver Dunn. Neither one of them has kind of really stood out as a for sure option at that spot. Do you think it continues to be those guys just kind of rotating through there, whoever's the hot hand for the rest of the season? Is there somebody in the minor leagues? Is there a free agent that this Brewers team should be looking at or is looking at that can come in and kind of give you something better than what Vinny Capra is giving you at a 158 average or Oliver Dunn is giving you at a zero average?
Yeah, it's been a little bit brutal from that third base platoon to this point, and I wonder how much longer of a leash those guys have as the starting third base role. As far as outside additions, I just don't see it happening. If they haven't made a move by now, I don't think it's going to happen. I think You know, you got Andrew Monasterio, who's played a serviceable third base. He's in the minor leagues. They got Caleb Durbin, who was the prospect they got for the Devin Williams trade. He's in the minor leagues. I think those are probably the two next options if Dunn and Durbin don't turn it around sooner rather than later. Monasterio and Durbin are more of utility players, but I think that hasn't stopped them from using guys like that in that role in years past. So I think give them a couple more weeks. If they're still swinging this kind of bat, I think we could see Durbin as the next man up in that position.
How excited are you about a guy like Durbin filling in for that role over a guy like Vinny Kapper, Oliver Dunn? Does he feel like somebody that you think can be the future of that position, or is it just another Vinny Kapper, just another Oliver Dunn?
He's a typical Brewer, you know. It's one of those guys, he works deep at bats, he has good contact rates, he's fast, you know, he plays good defense. I don't really see the future of the position at third base with Durbin, but that's not to say that he can't be a valuable player for this team for what they need right now. You know, the Brewers can't afford to have a black hole in their lineup at third base, and that's what they're getting from Kapper and Dunn right now. So future of the position might be a little bit of a stretch for Durbin, but I think that he can provide some value for as a nine hitter, eight hitter at the bottom of the lineup. And I think he could be a pretty serviceable big league option.
Joey, do you see anyone getting called up for that position later in the year?
Like besides Durbin?
I really don't. I think their other options are still a couple of years away. You know, you got like Betanti and Brock Wilkin, and you got a couple of other guys there. But I think for the foreseeable future, I think it's the two they have on the major league roster right now, and I think it's Durbin and Monasterio.
Talking with Joey Peterson, editor for Just Baseball. You can follow him on Twitter at jpeterson12_17. Joey, I got just one or two more questions here for you, depending on how this gets answered. So you have Isaac Collins playing as well as he is right now. You had Chad Patrick have a great performance the other night, and then Tyler Alexander comes out yesterday when most people were probably expecting him to get shelled, and he has a phenomenal performance. Out of those three guys, which one do you expect to kind of continue growing and continue to be a part of this team, kind of like we saw Blake Perkins get into that role last year for the Brewers?
Yeah, I mean, that's just what the Brewers do. They just maximize value from all of their guys. And what we saw from Tyler Alexander last night was fantastic. You know, he mentioned that he learned from Cortez the night before. They have very similar pitch mixes, and they just went in with a very similar game plan. And execution is the biggest thing. And the first name you mentioned, was it Isaac Collins? Is that the name
Correct.
You mentioned?
Yep.
Yep. Yeah, he's getting some runway. I think they're going to milk that as long as they can until a player like Perkins can get back. But, you know, he's been seeing some time. He was the three-hole hitter the other night. He's seen some pinch-hit opportunities. And, you know, I think he brings that skill set that the Brewers value. And they're going to, as long as he's getting on base and swinging a good bat, I think they're going to utilize him until he's not. And then the next man-up mentality is going to kick in.
So I do have one more question with that then. So Christian Yelich has kind of been splitting time between left field and that DH spot, and then Brandon Woodruff, we're expecting to come back at some point here during the season. If a guy like Isaac Collins continues to play well and Blake Perkins comes back healthy, and then you look at the pitching staff and Chad Patrick and Tyler Alexander are playing well, you get a Tobias Myers back at some point here. Do you think that those are types of situations that keep Christian Yelich at the DH spot or keep Brandon Woodruff off the field until he is fully ready? And do you feel confident in those options replacing those guys if that is the case?
You know, with Woodruff, I think it's going to be a very, very slow process. I mean, not to say that he's not progressing. Right. He's progressing along very well. But I think he knows, and the Brewers know, that they need him come September, not in April or May, you know. So I think it's just going to be comfort for him and how he's building back up. For Yelich, I think it's going to be a similar story. I think it's going to be whatever he's comfortable with, honestly. And if he's clearly comfortable DHing, but if he wants to get in the field, I think that's something that they're going to work to get him reps in left field. It also helps when you have some capable defenders, like you saw Churio make a huge grab last night. Frelix made some nice plays, so it's like they have valuable options, but I think if you're getting Yelich reps in the outfield, I think that's always a good thing.
Do you personally, Yelich, not the greatest defender, with his injury history, Do you personally feel like that is probably the right decision for him and the future of not only this season, but his career, him being in the outfield?
I personally think that he's fit for a DH. I think at this point, like you said, injury history plus, I mean, you look at that diving grab that Chirio made last night.
Right.
You wonder if Yelich is making that play. My guess would be no. And that could come back in a game as tight as that, that could come back to cost you, you know?
For sure.
So Chirio makes that play. Who knows if Yelich does? And I think just beyond his injury history, I think he's just better suited for a DH role right now and moving forward.
For sure, my man. He is Joey Peterson, editor for Just Baseball. You can follow him on Twitter at jpeterson12_17. Joey, what can we find from you on Just Baseball? What do you have coming out here soon on the website? What should we be expecting from you on there?
Yeah, I do some Brewers coverage over there, some just general NL Central coverage, you know, keeping tabs on the other team, on other teams around the division, and just the whole staff at Just Baseball does a great job of breaking down every facet of baseball prospects, MLB, you have it. So a lot of exciting stuff coming on the site over there.
Awesome, my man. Love talking with you today. Hope to get you on the show again in the future. Joey Peterson, editor for Just Baseball. Have a great rest of your day, my man. All right, he is Joey Peterson. Like I said, you can follow him on Twitter at jpeterson12_17.